is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Josh Rogan of the Washington Post Global Opinion to observe in the recovery from the pandemic and the overwhelming amount of vaccine now available in the United States and elsewhere. Taiwan has not yet, at this point, been part of the global conversation that if not everyone isn't protected, no one is protected, given the variants. Josh, a very good evening to you. I did not know that the People's Republic of China was attempting to intervene in distribution of the vaccine by the United States to Taiwan. What do we know now about the reasoning for this? Because China is as vulnerable as the rest of us to new variants. Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Well, it's bad enough that the Chinese government has been preventing the government of Taiwan from participating in the World Health Organization and the World Health Assembly through all these years, including during a global pandemic, at the direct cost to the health and safety and welfare of the Taiwanese people. Now, as the world is trying to climb its way out of this crisis, Beijing has decided to put its foot on the neck of its what it claims to be a renegade province once again by intentionally thwarting Taiwan's efforts to make deals with international vaccine distribution companies. According to Taiwan's leaders and according to a bunch of U.S. senators who visited Taipei for 3 hours on the tarmac a couple of weeks ago, and what these senators told me when they got back is that, you know, isn't it crazy that the Taiwanese government, which helped us out, which helped the world out by giving us masks in our time of need, now can't get any help when the Chinese government, when the Chinese Communist Party government is intentionally trying to keep their people sick. And they're having an outbreak now after months and months and months of very, very, very good pandemic management. The numbers in Taiwan are rising and less than 5% of the people are vaccinated. And the other thing the Chinese government is doing is they're telling the Taiwanese government, you have to take our shots, the Chinese shots, the less effective shots. And it's a means of control and it's a means of bullying and it's a means of blackmail. And, you know, what I argued today in the Washington Post was that we should stand by our friend Taiwan, and not only because it's a democracy, but because this type of blackmail should not stand. And we have the ability to do that. These senators, when they went there, promised 750,000 shots. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we're going to have billions and billions of shots. We should be giving Taiwan more and sooner. That's my view.
Naming the senators, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, Dan Sullivan, Alaska, Christopher Coons of Delaware, and note that there is no partisanship here. There is no struggle between the aisles. This is a bipartisan, a completely nonpartisan delegation taking shots to Taiwan. But the larger point is a puzzle to me, Josh, and help me here. The virus, wherever it started, is now several variants, one of which, the Delta variant, is plaguing Great Britain, even as we speak, and is delaying the reopening of the economy. We already know that the variant spreads throughout the world whenever it's available, alpha, beta, gamma, delta. China knows this, and China knows that unless and until it solves the question of the virus entirely, that anybody nearby is going to spread it back into China. So does this make any sense to you that they would prevent or seek to prevent people in East Asia from getting the vaccine to protect them?
Right. Well, I think it makes sense if you realize that the Chinese Communist Party's primary interest is not in protecting China or the Chinese people, but in protecting itself and protecting the party. Then their political interest trumps their public health interest. And that explains everything you need to know about why they're doing all of these things that are actually keeping the world more sick for a longer period of time, including in their own neighborhood. They'd rather have the control than to have the virus under control, in short. And we see this in their vaccine diplomacy around the world, where they're using vaccines to bribe and cajole and to punish countries that don't do exactly what the party says. That's in the party's interests. Just for one example, in Latin America, which is suffering heavily through another wave of infections, an increasing wave of infections, and the Chinese government showed up in countries like Paraguay and Honduras and said, you must abandon your diplomatic recognition of Taiwan in order to get your shots. We'll keep your citizens' health at bay until you agree to our diplomatic demands, our diplomatic blackmail. Of course, those countries can't do that because once you agree to diplomatic blackmail, you're bought and sold. You're paid for. They own you forever. But it did cause these countries added suffering and added harm. And then, of course, the Chinese government gave the shots to countries like Brazil and Chile, but they had, huge waves anyway because the Chinese shots are so ineffective. So, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't when you deal with the Chinese Communist Party, which is why I sort of make this simple argument that, yes, we need to participate in the multilateral system that distributes shots to the third world, and that's in our moral and in our strategic interest. That's the COVAX system that's managed by the United Nations. At the same time, in certain cases, it makes sense for us strategically and otherwise to peel off some of these shots and give them to some of these countries that are facing real coercion, real pressure, and real threat from the Chinese government as it uses its medical industry to expand its political power at the cost of human lives.
Following the conversation in Geneva between the two presidents, you wrote a column where you very much pointed to the fact that something must be done for the people of Idlib province in Syria. Something must be done to oblige Russia to make certain that there's access for food and medicines flowing into that area. More can be done. Are you satisfied that Geneva at least highlighted the issue if it didn't resolve it?
No, I'm not satisfied at all. And what I had written in the Washington Post is that, President Biden and President Putin were in a unique position to make sure that millions of people, crowded into Syria's northwest province of Idlib, starving and suffering from the pandemic at the same time, to make sure that their food wasn't cut off. But the sad truth of it is that what the Russian government's strategy is to starve these people, and is in conjunction with the Assad regime, to use hunger as a weapon of war to force them to submit to Assad's rule. And it should tell you something that they'd rather starve, okay, than to submit to Assad's rule. Yet they shouldn't have to. And it was nice to hear President Biden talk about this several times while he was in Europe, except the first time he talked about it, he said Libya, he meant Syria. He confused the two countries. That's fine. At least his heart was in the right place. And then the second time, he got it right. And he said, yes, we have to, work with Russia to make sure the food gets into Syria. But he didn't give any specifics about how they're going to do that or whether or not the Russians are willing to play ball. And, back in Washington, our fear is that he's going to give the Russians something like sanctions relief for the simple task of not starving innocent Syrians. And that seems kind of grotesque and ugly to me. But, there has to be some way to get food to these Syrians. And if the Russians won't allow it, then I argue that the United States and Turkey and its partners should figure out another way. Just because we have suffering here and we have a pandemic doesn't mean we can ignore millions of people starving to death under olive trees for no reason. And, it's not just about Syria. If once we ignore one group of people suffering under intentional starvation, you can bet that other dictators and despots will notice that. That tactic will show up more and more in our modern society.
Josh Rogan, writing Global Opinion for the Washington Post, the remains of the Geneva summit and pointing to Taiwan, our ally Taiwan, a visit by three U.S. senators to distribute more vaccine to the people of Taiwan, and the puzzle of the People's Republic, not only about origins, but also about its conduct during the pandemic. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.